Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. And make sure you remind me before we end, because that's when I would do it.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Relationship radio at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcasts every Thursday evening from 11 until 12. 11 p.m. 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
We are glad to be here for another show that promises to be fire. I want to give the guest calling number to anybody who is listening live. The number is 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. I want to invite us also to follow the show, become a follower of the show. You can go to our show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/real-relevant-raw. Right below the icon for the show, the graphic for the show, is a follow button. Click on that button, and you will be a follower of the show. You will get any updates. You will get emails letting you know when the show is about to begin and any other communication that we have. So follow the show. Sadie, how you doing?
I'm hanging in here tonight, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, it's been an interesting week. Last week, Miami did their thing, and they got a two-peat. Moving on to this week, and unfortunately enough, Mandela's in critical condition. What a life that he led. Then we have the Trayvon Martin trial, and we have Paula Deen. I just think Paula Deen doesn't get it. What do you think, Big Shot?
No comment.
You just said it all. So we're here tonight, you know, we're here tonight, and we're shifting gears a bit, and we are talking about no sex before marriage, fantasy or reality. And Sadie, I'm just going to read the write-up that we did for the show, and anyone listening, check this out. Some people have embraced the notion of abstinence outside of marriage. They await the one, and in the meantime, save themselves until then. Whether or not they admit it, part of what drives them to the altar is the anticipation of the sex act. So they take a chance, hoping that the one can please them sexually, even though they have no idea whether they will or not. Is it realistic to wait? And Sadie, I want to set it off in just a second, as you do so well. Let me light the fire by saying this. You know, is it realistic to wait? We try on an article of clothing before we buy it. We test drive a car before we pay the down payment. We take a tour of a house before we sign for the mortgage. Yet some only hope for good sex before they make a lifetime commitment. Sadie Sharp, set it off.
Set it off, Michael.
Oh, you want me to set it off?
No, I'm just saying set it off, Michael. Set it off.
Set it off, Sadie Sharp. I mean, come on now. And is it realistic? I mean, well, I try on an article of clothing before I buy it. I would never buy something unless I tried it on. You know what I'm saying? There are car dealerships that'll let you test drive the car. Forget just getting in it and smelling that new car smell and turning it on. They're going to let you test drive it, right? Who would buy a house?
Mike, let me ask you a question.
Talk to me.
Have you ever been married?
Yes, I have.
How did you meet your wife?
Number one or number two?
No, actually, I was talking about your future ex-wife.
Right. Yeah, I met my, let's just talk about my second wife. And listen, let me just say this, because my first wife and I, we're still friends, you know. We're friends on Facebook, and she may even be listening to the show. So it's no intent to disparage. You understand what I'm saying? And let's deal with the most recent. I met her through a mutual friend.
And after you met her,
mm-hmm.
what did you do? When you, once you realized you were attracted to her, what was the next step?
Once I realized I was attracted to her, the next step was to get to know her. Now, Sadie said that, Sadie said that off my interview with Mike T tonight, so, but anyway, I'm going to go along.
Listen, Mike, you don't have to make it personal. You don't have to make it personal at all.
No, not at all. Talk to me. All
right. So, I guess you exchanged phone numbers of some sort, right?
Exactly.
And what happened after that? Took her out?
Yes, we did.
Took her out? You took her out again?
Yes, I did. Matter of fact, it's interesting. It's interesting. Now, this is how I knew that I was attracted. I'm not the jealous type. I'm really not. And yet, she had this male friend. Again, I'm not going to mention his name to protect the innocent. And I remember one night we were over at her friend's house, and I saw their interaction. And Sadie, I was bitten by the green monster, yo.
What?
Yo, listen. I mean, she said, oh, he's like a little brother to me. And I believed it. I mean, it was a platonic situation. Don't get me wrong. But one of the tests, if you will, indications, I guess, better word, that I was attracted, I was jealous, man. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. So, yeah. So we changed numbers and went out and she said. Set it off, Sadie Sharp. You still there?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. I guess it was just a gap in the communication. So we went out a few times.
Okay. So you went out a couple times, and what was your point in taking her out over and over again?
The point was to enjoy her company. I mean, I didn't have any ulterior motives.
What was the point in you taking her out over and over again?
Honestly, to enjoy her company.
But what else?
That's it. Listen.
You weren't trying to get to know her?
I don't know like where we're going with this, but I guess I'll take it to a logical conclusion in this sense. I mean, it wasn't to have sex with her.
Listen, let me tell you. You're so busy trying to figure out where I'm going with this, you're not answering the questions. Stop thinking about step three and stay in step one. Why did you take her out? So you sound guilty, too, by the way.
No, not at all. No, I mean, honestly, I took her out to enjoy her company.
Yeah, but you don't just take everybody out to enjoy their company, right?
Not at all.
Okay, so why did you take her out to enjoy her company?
All right, let me answer this way. I don't take everyone out to enjoy their company unless, number one, I just want to have a good time, because there was a time that I was polygamous in the sense of dating more than one woman, and this is after the separation, after the divorce. All right. But in terms of this particular situation we're talking about, we dated multiple times because I was interested in her for more than just...
You were interested in her, but you spent time with her to get to know her. Is that correct?
Most definitely.
Okay. So you spend time with her to get to know her. What else do you do when you're trying to get to know somebody?
I mean, a number of things. I mean, one of which is if there's opportunity for some type of physical connection, then, of course, you have that physical connection.
Okay. What kind of physical connection are we talking about, Michael? What were you doing?
Oh, my God, this has become the Michael interview.
Michael, were you doing? No, because, Michael, you just keep adding stuff. It's like you're setting yourself up like you want to go on trial or something. See, you want to go to physical. All I said is how were you trying to talk about some physical stuff. Now, what are you talking about, Michael?
But listen. I mean, I got to answer the question honestly. You know, it's just going in that direction. But, yeah, I mean, kissing, hugging, touching, that kind of thing. Yeah, that's part of what we engaged in.
Wait a minute. If I didn't know any better,
yeah.
You're making it sound like y'all waited till you were married to have sex.
I didn't say that.
Oh, Michael said, damn it, I got some sense.
Listen. You know, the only reason, listen, if anybody listening live right now, as well as anybody listening on to the archive, I'll restate what I said last week. All of this is unscripted, so this direction of where the show is going was a total surprise, which is okay. The other piece
he set himself up for that, people. He set himself up for it. Y'all heard it.
The other piece is this. I always have to consider the other person. And, yes, I mean, I'm not a public figure in the sense of being a celebrity, but I'm on the radio, and this is probably, I'm sure it's a national show, if not international show. So I've got to be careful about what I reveal about the other person. So I will just simply say this, that part of me getting to know any woman that I'm interested in having a relationship with, is when there is that mutual attraction and that opportunity, then we are going to, for lack of a better way of putting it, test the waters on a physical level. That does not necessarily mean having sex.
I think it necessarily means time for a song so you can kind of regroup.
Oh, no. Listen.
A little flustered there, buddy.
We're having fun. There's no need to regroup. Well, we can go to a song, and I like this song because the song is Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
Let's Get It On.
Let's Get It On. Let's Set It Off. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. heard Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye, and you are tuned in to Real Relevant and Raw Relationship Radio at its best, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host.
Set It Off, Sadie Sharp.
Set It Off, Sadie Sharp. Our topic tonight is no sex outside of marriage, fantasy or reality. And before our musical break, Sadie was kind of interviewing me. And it's funny because the unscripted nature of the show, which Sadie and I have made a conscious decision to maintain that format, can take twists and turns. Let me bring it back a little bit. Still using myself as an example and kind of expanding beyond myself. This is the thing. Maybe you're wrestling today with whether or not you will not have sex outside of marriage or whether you will have sex outside of marriage. Maybe you've never been married and you want to be. There are some things you want to say to you. Maybe you've been married, you're not married now, and you're thinking about how you're going to conduct your sexual relationship. Maybe you have had some bad sexual experiences, and maybe you've never been married and don't want to be.
Bad sex.
Don't want to be married. It's just the thing. All right, and I can speak from personal experience. You can have real relevant law family. You can have good sex. You can have phenomenal sex, both inside and outside of marriage. That's been my experience. And it's funny because Sadie and I both prepared for the show, and so I did this Google search earlier tonight, and I just did a Google search. Sex outside of marriage. And it's funny, the first three pages of responses that I saw were all from the faith community. And I'm not even going to say which faith community, because that's not really important. But all of them, say it's interesting, all of them were skewed, A, in favor of no sex outside of marriage, but were also skewed from the perspective that somehow or some way you will not have as healthy sex outside of marriage as you will in marriage. You will not be as caring for your partner outside of marriage as in marriage. You will not have satisfying sex outside of marriage as you will in marriage. And you know what? To me, that's just not the case. The reality is you can have good sex in marriage and outside of marriage. So say this, Sean. I ask you once again, set it off.
You know what I'm going to do? I got to go to work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired, all right? I was at work today. How many hours? 8 to 9? 13 hours?
Yes.
Interviewing people?
Yes.
I'm tired.
Okay.
Michael, you know what I'm going to do in the morning?
What?
I'm going to put on some stilettos. I'm going to work in stilettos. I'm going to work in a short mini skirt with, like, some fishnet stockings on.
All right.
And I'm putting on some real sexy lingerie on underneath.
Mm-hmm.
I might even put on a wig to go into the office. You think I'll still have my job when I get there?
Well, no, I can't answer that because I'm a work guy. I will say this. You will have set it off.
Don't ask that. Do you think when I get to work, I'll still have a job, Michael?
All right. Part of me
wasn't
just having fun tonight.
No, Michael, can you answer the question? Do you think when I get to work, I'll still have a job?
I think you'll have a job when you get to work, but after you have been at work for a time. See,
no, I got a 9 a.m. meeting. I'm walking up in there dressed like a prostitute, Michael.
Listen to me.
Can I keep my job?
Listen to me.
Well, see, you won't. Why can't you answer the question? See, here we go. Another trial.
I'm going to answer the question. Listen. I'm going to answer the question. Hear what I'm saying. We could break this down. I'll say to you, no. We leave no stone unturned on Real Relevant Raw. So now, as you are walking into your place of employment, yes. You will have a job. Now, I've never been to your job, but let's assume that there is a corridor and there is an office suite. The minute you walk through...
Why are we going all the way there?
Listen,
we rewind. Will I have a job, Michael?
Sadie, all right.
Yes or no? What will my boss say or do if I come to work dressed like a prostitute?
Your boss because I think of what he knows about you, he'll probably think that something was wrong with you, and he'd probably send you home.
But what, did I commit an act of prostitution? Am I a prostitute now because I went to work dressed like one?
Of course not.
All right, so now we got a prostitute somewhere else tonight. Cindy, where are you? Cindy? So what happens if Cindy takes and puts on a suit and some shoes and takes a nice little leather tote bag for her notes and her books and goes to 42nd Street dressed like a corporate business woman but commits an act of prostitution? Will Cindy lose her job?
She may get arrested, but as soon as she gets back, she'll go back to
prostitution. She's going back out there, right?
My point is,
it's not the title, it's the act behind the title that you're responsible for.
See, Cindy's self-employed, so Cindy's still going to have a job when she gets out of jail.
All right, then. So regardless of how I go to work dressed tomorrow, it's what I did when I got there. I was the one dressed like a prostitute, but I didn't commit an act of prostitution.
Exactly.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cindy was a prostitute, but she didn't look like one. No one would have never suspected her. My point is to say to all the ladies listening, I know we've been footsie-tootsing around about the subject and you wanted us to go in, but sometimes you got to create that anticipation.
Sadie,
okay.
Let me pause. Wait, Sadie, pause a minute.
I'm trying to blow it up.
I know, Sadie, but you say these things. You say these things that are so wonderfully provocative. Lady, let me just jump in. Yes, there's something about creating that anticipation that will make a man wait with bated breath. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's fine, but nobody wants to be played with either.
No, that is true. That is true. But, you know, I I'm not a woman, so, ladies, I can't tell you how to do it. All I can say is sometimes when you make a man wait, even if it's that night, by the time he gets it, he is like a effing camel.
And
you understand
the patient
what I'm
makes
saying?
Sex good.
Sadie, what? Don't you mean, listen, this is mature conversation. Yo, your dick be so hard to be throbbing. What? Dripping. Okay. All right. I'll let you sit it up, Sadie. Go ahead. Let me just say this. Listen,
you're going to put my fire out about 3-4 times, and now you're going to turn to me and say, Blaze, Sadie,
Wait a minute. Listen, everybody. By the end of the show, seriously, we're just having a good time. By the end of the show, we're gonna get to some specifics. So, Sadie, I'm going to be quiet. But you see, the thing is, you just say some things that are so provocative. No, I've got to respond, but I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to fall back, and I'm going to let Sadie Sharp set it off. The topic tonight is sex outside of marriage, fantasy, or reality. Set it off.
Oh, let me see. I had to get my mattress and stuff back out. You know, blew it out. Called the fire department a couple times on me tonight. Then you're going to turn to me and say, set it off.
Set it off.
Here we go again, ladies. It's not about what it looked like. It's about what it is.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Any respectable woman should not think or commit an act that sex is what's going to bond or make a relationship. It does not.
Mm.
Sex is fulfilling, but sex is not necessarily bonding in the early stages. Okay? So, you can, and it has happened to many women before, wait a year and have sex with a man, and he will still leave you. This thing's called annulments. You're not locking nobody in because you got married.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
You think somebody's not going to leave you because you waited to have sex with them until you got married? You think that means the person's going to love you more because he waited? Let me tell you something. While he's waiting on you, he could be having sex with her, and not even missing what you're not putting out. It's called back burner, slow cook.
Sadie, you're setting it off. Can I jump in? Are you, I don't want to put your fire out.
You know how sometimes you got a lot of dishes to make?
Mm.
So whatever you want to finish last, you put it on the back and turn it on low. That's what some of you women are on. You're on low, slow cook. And you're thinking because you're going so slow, you're getting somewhere. No. Mm-mm.
Mm.
That's not how it works. You think, I mean, look at Juanita Bynum. She's divorced. Ugly divorce. And if I could remember names, I could go on. But I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Christians have one of the highest divorce rates. I'm not here trying to insult anybody's religion. I'm here to tell you the truth, okay? You need to take your time, get to know a person, follow your gut and be who you are. Don't be who anybody's telling you you need to be. And the worst thing for a man or just anybody in general is to be dating someone, holding back in sex, and not being the natural you, where they can feel you want to give it to them, but you're holding back because you want something in return. It becomes a game quick, a big joke, to get it from you and purposely bounce on you because you played with it. You don't, what do you think this is? I hate to put it like that, but that's just exactly how some guys feel about it. What do you think this is? They're going to just figure you out. Like the video games they sit and play. They figure them out and go to the next board. Steve Harvey's book, what'd he say? 90-day rule. I said it before, I'm going to say it again. The heck with that 90-day rule. Let me tell you why. Sometimes 90 days is not enough. Other times, 90 days could be too long. Michael?
I'm here.
What do you have to say about that?
Well, Sadie, this is what I have to say. Let's go to a song because I think some of us may need some sexual healing right about now. So we're gonna do a Marvin Gaye double take. We'll be right back, and then I have something to say to the ladies, and then we'll move on. Listen, you're setting it off, Sadie Sharp. You know, you're setting the show on fire. Sexual healing, Marvin Gaye. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Yes, everybody, you're listening to Real Relevant and Wrong Blog Talk Radio. That was Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye. Our topic tonight is No Sex Outside of Marriage, Fantasy or Reality. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host, Miss Set It Off.
Sadie Sharp. I've been trying to tonight, too.
Now, listen. Let me just say this to you. And I don't have any reason to lie to you, Sadie Sharp. You set it off every time you speak. So, you know, I don't know. You set it off. So I feel like we're going to blaze it up. Listen, everybody who's listening live and those who are listening via archive, Sadie and I like to have fun. And eventually we get down to business. But, you know, we like the banter. I like the banter. We love doing the show. So Sadie asked me a question. What did I think? Let me say this. And it was interesting that women, the message to wait before marriage, from my experience and my perspective, really is directed toward women. Whether it's the purity pledge, whether it's the whole notion of waiting, say, to save yourself for your husband. I'm a man. I've been around men all my life. I've never heard that message as consistently said to men as it's said to women. So I think there's a little bit of sexism in this whole notion of waiting before marriage, Sadie. I just think it's more directed to women than to men. You know our culture, and yeah, things are beginning to change to be sure, but historically, women who were sexually free were seen in a negative light, and men who were sexually free were seen in a positive light. So that's kind of my take on it.
Nobody's saying be sexually free. A woman should not be sexually free. That's her prize. That's her prize. That's her gift.
Really?
That's a gift.
But
shorty got gift.
But listen. Isn't that co-signing? And you know, Sadie and I, we can take it on an intellectual level. So the
go there.
Sadie Sharp. I'll come with you.
Please,
go with me, because you know, listen. You said it off, Sadie, but you be dropping jewels in this show. So, you know, don't even deny that. So now, but isn't that statement, and you may have said it in jest, but isn't that statement co-signing the inherent sexism in our culture? Why isn't the man's penis a gift? Why is only the woman's vagina a gift to be given?
Because the man's penis don't come bearing gifts.
the
woman's vagina comes bearing gifts.
Though the man's penis enables the gift to be born.
Listen. Yeah, he sticks it in, he takes it out, and a gift comes out. Where was the gift then? Listen, he sticks it in, he takes it out. Let me tell you something. Okay, bottom line, you marry a woman, you make her your wife. You have a farm. You stick your penis in, pull it out, one worker comes out. You stick your penis in, pull it out, no, worker number two comes out.
Shorty
be bearing gifts.
I'm watching the clock, and you know what? It's funny because tonight, I mean, the time has just gone. Sadie and I have been having fun, and I hope those of you who are listening or will be listening are having fun along with us. Let's say, you know, people listen, I think, to be entertained, to be sure. I think they listen to get some information. And one of the things that forms Sadie and my perspective in this show is that, as you gather, we don't judge where you are or who you are. You understand? We have gay people, straight people, African Americans, Caucasians, Latinos, Latinas, Asians, others. You know what I mean? We're all one family. So whatever your configuration of a relationship is, we're just trying to help you have a better relationship. So let me just start here. All right? Let me just start. If you've never been married and you want to be, this is my perspective. You are taking an unnecessary risk to wait until you get married to have sex, unless you are willing to assume that risk and spend the balance of your marriage working on the sex. Because I'm going to tell you something, whether you were in or outside of the faith community, the bottom line is you don't know. Just because someone looks like they are good in bed doesn't mean that they are.
That's right.
Am I right about that? You understand what I'm saying? Listen, I'm a man. You know, you see this woman with a banging body, whatever you think is a banging body. Ooh, I'm going to tear it up.
She got them Kerry Washington lips.
What? You're making good lips. The Michelle, Booty, whatever it is you like. You understand what I'm saying? And you waiting, I'm going to tear that up, you switch to wedding night. And all of a sudden, you're not sexually compatible.
Yeah, you get up and you think maybe when you somebody made a mistake and put the door in the bed.
That's what I'm saying. You understand?
Is my door still on the hinges?
Say it again?
Is my door still on the hinges?
Exactly. You understand? So you've never been married, and you want to be. Right? And I know what I'm saying. Listen, I am well aware of the fact that what I'm saying for those persons who are persons of faith, regardless of your faith tradition, Christian, Jew, Muslim.
This is humanity.
Jewish,
we're not discussing
humanity.
Religion. This
That's
is
right.
humanity.
Exactly.
Humanity.
So,
regardless of what your religion is, how tall, how short, how narrow, how wide, or what you eat or what you don't eat, pork eating, we are all humans, and we are discussing humanity. And the
right.
fact of the matter is everybody out there wants to be wanted. So if you want somebody, show them you want them.
See, I like that. And see, so that's what I'm saying. You're taking a risk. Understand
that's life.
That going in. That's life. Go understand that going in because I've been married. You understand what I'm saying? I have had good sex in and outside of marriage. And the fact is if you wait until you get married to have sex with that person, you are taking a risk.
A bigger risk.
It's a big risk, and Sadie's a relationship expert, and I'm sure has counseled many people. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, do not go into your marriage with false hopes and false expectations.
Now, unless you want to watch a porno tape of them having sex with someone else, okay, because I said that to say that. I mean, I'll sound crazy, but I said that to say. Marriage and partnerships are two of the most biggest contracts you'll ever enter in your life.
Well said.
And when you enter into a partnership with someone, as i.e. Michael and I have done, we watched each other for a minute. I wanted to know what Michael had his hands in. He wanted to know what I had my hands in. And we equally wanted to know or watch how committed or dedicated we were to such before entering a partnership with each other. Okay? It's the same thing when you're entering into a marriage. You need to know that person from every angle. Okay, so unless you want to watch a porno tape with them having sex with somebody else, it needs to be you. Now, interviews, okay? I told you today I was tired. I conducted an interview. No two people are going to be interviewed by the same company the same amount of times before they feel as though they have a good read on them. That's why I say the heck with that 90-day rule. It's a good rule of thumb, and I think what Steve Harvey was suggesting when he put it in there, some of y'all just be jumping up in there too fast. Okay, but when I say the 90-day rule, what I mean by that is you got to go, you know what, you got to watch, evaluate, and go with your gut feeling in all things. We talked about that in our show when Real Got Raw. We talked about in our show, divorced
exactly.
and still living together, that we had two people who were doing everything a married couple does but said they weren't back together. Then we had another couple who was still married, not sleeping in the same bedroom, never traveled together. We said, who's married and who's not? It's not about titles, people. Take the titles out of things and look at them for what they are, okay? Just because you call something a house, don't make it a home. Just because you married, don't make you a good woman and make your husband a good man. It means you have a marriage. There are people out there living together who respect each other, love each other, work together, and will fight for their relationship who are not married and are more married than half of you that then met 2 and 3 milestones.
I agree. She
okay,
still,
so now.
Exactly.
I'm going to say this to say, ladies, you meet a guy. It's about what the level of commitment to your needs that he shows you. Not every woman has the same needs. Not every woman matches with the same man. So here it is. If you dial an old boy up and you get in the answer machine all the time, but now you've been dealing with him for 90 days and you're going to let him hit it, you're stupid. You failed already. If you've been dealing with old boy and he travels and you see him 3-4 times a year, but he gave you a ring and he's waiting until y'all get married to have sex, and you get married and you think he's going to marry, you're stupid again.
Mm.
And yes, I'm saying stupid because this is how your girlfriends talk to you when I'm tired, and this is how I'm talking tonight. Stupid. Why? Because we hang out, we see each other, but he waited 2 years to have sex with me. You're stupid. There's more to it than that. But then you got ladies who may sleep with somebody in 8 weeks, but she's seeing him 3-4 times a week. When she calls him, he calls her back if she gets the answer machine, and she don't get the answer machine 80% of the time like the rest of you.
And man, let me just say, I got to jump in and say something to the brothers. And it's about, and Sadie said it so well, it's about humanity. Brothers, listen, let me say this to you. Right? You may be one who wants to wait until you get married. You've never been married and you want to be.
I got something to say about those type, but go ahead.
And I'm going to say this. my brothers, I'm going to say this. Listen.
I'm not beat.
Just because she looks good, just because she's a total package in your opinion, does not mean that she can please you sexually. So let me just put it out there. And you know, we may get some feedback. It's okay. My advice is you need to know what the sex will be like before you get married. You need to know. And I'm not going to say you need to have sex one time or 201 times, but you need to know. Because, listen, and at the very least, have a very frank conversation about what it is that you like.
You know, some women say, you know, I don't want to give everything up before marriage. I don't want to give him everything I got before marriage. What do I hold on to? I mean, you know, if he gets everything he wants, if he gets the milk, why buy the cow? Here's the thing.
You need
to be taking your time to figure out whether this person is sincere or not. You shouldn't be dating somebody that doesn't want to get married if you want to get married. And ladies need to be a little bit more comfortable stating their truth.
Well,
yeah, I want to be married. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting to be married. And for all you ladies out there that don't want to be married, there's nothing wrong with not wanting to be married. And for you ladies out there that want to be promiscuous, do you, boo, boo. Do you. Because there's men out there that love you too.
Exactly. Now, Sadie, I'm gonna let's talk to those who've been married and have been divorced. And my take on it is this. You have a frame of reference. You probably had sex outside of marriage, and you have probably had sex. You had sex, in marriage, and I think you have a better basis for making an informed decision about how you want to move forward. Because in the real sense, sex is no longer a fantasy; it's a reality. You have, for lack of a better way of putting it, road tested your sexual relationship in and outside of marriage. So I think you have a more realistic basis in terms of how you want to move forward. Sadie, what do you say to people who've been married?
People who've been married and it didn't work, you have a better chance of making it work next time if you focus on what you learned from the marriage as opposed to what the other person should have learned from the marriage. They're gone. Good luck to them. What can you do differently next time is what is the deciding factor as to whether or not you can be happy again or not. But if you're walking around talking about what that other person did to you, you literally divorced again already.
I like that. Sadie, listen, I got to play this song, not because I want to take a musical break per se. I just like this song, and I've had to pull this out of the crates. And everybody listening or who will be listening will be right back, and we'll finish this up. I got to listen to Finding My Way Back by Jaheim. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk. Radio at its best. That was Finding My Way Back by Jaheim. Our topic tonight is No Sex Outside of Marriage, Fantasy or Reality. I'm your co-host, Michael Teed, along with my phenomenal co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
We've reached the last 10 minutes or so of the show, and we got down to business. We talked to those who were never married and who want to be. We talk to those who have been married, who are no longer married. Sadie, what about people whose sexual experiences in or outside of marriage have not been good? What advice do you have for them regarding this whole notion of no sex outside of marriage?
People who've never had good sex, basically, right?
Never had good sex.
No good sex?
I don't happen to fall into that category.
Like, there's people out there who just never had good sex.
I think that
they're not being sexually honest with themselves. I'm not even talking about their sexual preference. They may be a heterosexual person, but sometimes you can't have good sex when somebody's holding back.
You're right.
People are not comfortable taking their clothes off in the bedroom, and I don't mean physically. Some people get undressed and don't get undressed. See, there takes both sides of you to have good sex, the physical and the spiritual. Some people walk in the bedroom, take their physical clothes off, but still be dressed spiritually.
Damn, Sadie Sharp, why you gotta be dropping stuff like this? You done started a whole different topic, and we got 8 minutes left, but it's the truth. And let me just add to that. You can't have good sex unless you know what you want sexually.
What you like.
And you can't have good sex unless you communicate that with the person that you intend to or are having sex with. And I would say this thirdly, you cannot have good sex if the person you are with is not willing to please you. Not based upon how he or she thinks you need to be pleased, but how you want to be pleased.
Bottom line, not everybody likes the same thing. So it's a simple say, oh, no, not there.
Exactly.
Okay? Not everybody likes it to toss salad. So I'm going to tell you this. You got to match up with somebody who likes the same things you like. If not, you're already a mismatch in the bedroom. And I would hate for you people who be spending those $25,000, $50,000, $60,000 weddings to find out the night of your wedding that he don't go down and she don't toss salad, we got a problem.
Said you talk, you talking right. You understand what I'm saying? And that's part of the point that I was making at the beginning. Can you imagine you spent all this money, $50,000, $60,000? Damn, that's a down payment on a house. In your wedding night, when you have been taught, oh, you want to save yourself for your husband and give him the gift of your sexuality, and brother, you know, I want to be holy, and I want to wait, and then you thought she would go down. And she's like, I ain't doing that. Well, ladies, you thought that he liked to hit it from the back, and he's like, uh-uh, I like the missionary position. Now,
or he can't.
Go ahead. You understand what I'm saying? And this is real. This is real talk. This is not fantasy. This is real talk. This is reality radio. So
We're raw but not raunchy. Tossing salads and back hitting it from the back is all reality. It's nothing raunchy like that. Because if it was, none of us would have ears to listen to this conversation because we wouldn't be here.
That's right. Now, and men, how about this? How about a woman who is very, 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 very explicit and specific about what she wants you to do?
And what about squirters? Not all men can handle squirters. Sometimes
exactly.
When the fountain lets out, some men run and other men get the bucket.
And other men get even turned on. So listen.
Oh my God! Could you imagine a guy, Michael? Could you imagine a guy who's completely turned off by squirters? Well, never saw a squirt before, and on his honeymoon, his wife starts squirting shit across
the room. Oh, shit.
I can see him down at the courthouse in the morning.
So, Sadie, you know what's interesting? Because what we're dealing with right now is the realities that some people who are going to wait till that night will never be able to expect. They may never be able to anticipate. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you something. Conversation can only go so far. So for those who've had bad sex, you got to rest, you got to recover, you got to reevaluate. And finally, those who've never been married and don't want to be married, well, you know, just in terms of your sexuality in general, you have to decide, are you going to be absent or are you going to be active? And what does sex mean to you?
I'm going to tell my listeners a secret. How many minutes we have?
We have 4 minutes and 44 seconds.
This is on air. You know, I never talk about myself, but I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. For everybody out there that had a bad experience and you think that because you failed in one relationship, you might have gave it up too soon, might have got married and think that, you know, it was all about lust, so you're not doing that this time. You ready for the secret? It's on air. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I've been fired before. You want to know how that's relative to this? It took me to get fired to now be employee of the freaking century. People, take those failures and make them success. That's all success is failure. Failure, try it again. Don't give up. See, failure remains failure when you don't try again.
Exactly.
Failure becomes success when you learn from how you failed, do things differently, and try it again.
And it's funny, Sadie, you know, I have a whole audio, a 30-minute audio that even talks about the how to fail your way to success. And, you know, failure is simply teaching you what not to do.
Yes, and before we go, I'd like to talk about Michael's book, 7 Days to Change, okay, for all you people out there. You know, at some point in our lives, we all need to change, and not everybody needs to change the same thing, okay? Michael may have to change one thing, and whatever my strength is may be Michael's weakness. Whatever Michael's weakness is may be my strength. So we all have something we need to change. And for those of you out there who can't seem to keep finding yourself in the same situation, whether it's relationships, parenting, finances, career, get Michael's book, 7 Days to Change. If I had half of a brain right now, I could tell you where to go find it. Michael, could you help me out? What's the link?
Sadie, I will help you out. I thank you for giving my book a plug. Please, everybody, go to www.7daystoachange.com/sales page, and there is a hyphen between sales and page. That's www.7daystoachange.com /sales page. Now, for anyone who may want some free content before you think about purchasing the book, I'll give you another URL for the free audio, 30 minutes, How to Fail Your Way to Success, www.7daystoachange.com/squeeze page, and there's a hyphen between squeeze and page. That's www.7daystoachange.com/squeeze page.
And if you couldn't get all that this quick, hit rewind, fast forward, and get the page again, or you can hit Michael up on Facebook. Michael, tell them about your Facebook page.
You can go to my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Michael Teague, and just IM me or post on my wall, and I will definitely forward you that link.
But whatever change you're trying to make, you got my word, this book will help you.
And you can make that change in 7 days, guaranteed. Sadie, listen, why don't you take us out? We have about a minute and 30 seconds left. Wrap this up for us.
I just want to say right now, okay, I respect every and all religion out there. No matter what your religion is, when I walk in your house, if you tell me I got to take my shoes off because it's 2 o'clock p.m. on a Wednesday afternoon and that's what your religion serves as and I have two holes in my socks, out of respect for your religion, my shoes are coming off. But I'm going to tell you something right now. We are all human beings, every single one of us. And in taking and calling something an apple, although it's an orange, doesn't change it. If you want to be a wife, there's a saying, act like the position that you want to become so that you can become it. Don't wait till you become the mayor to act like the mayor. Act like the mayor the day you decide you want to be mayor. So everybody out there that want to be a wife, start acting like a wife already. And when you meet a man that doesn't measure up to a husband, you won't match. And you'll see it. But remember, natural. Love develops naturally. Don't put your foot on the brakes. Talking about, oh, my God, girl, it felt great last night, but we stopped because it's only been 6 weeks.
I like it.
If he measures up to be husband material, which you'll be able to tell if you're acting like wife material, enjoy your life. Nobody's promised the next 10 minutes.
And listen, so that's our show tonight. You've been listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Block Talk Radio. Our topic tonight was sex outside of marriage, fantasy or reality. Tune in next week for more Real, Relevant, and Raw. Have a good night.